My older brother is a total mess in this house when he's unsupervised. He has no supervision. He's in his 40s. He beats me in front of our parents when there's supervision right in front of him. He beats me, and they don't do anything about that. They don't kick him out. They don't step up for the situation where obviously they shouldn't be allowing a man over twice my size beating me. Particularly when I'm in dresses and makeup. Right now, I'm just, this is the middle of the night. So I'm pretty much just chilling right now. And I'm tired. But he has no supervision tonight because they're not here. And I can't even talk very loudly because he's downstairs in the living room. But he makes a total mess of this house, and I clean up after him and them, and I work below minimum wage. I don't make even minimum wage for cleaning up after these people, cleaning up like parts of the house and all the laundry and stuff. It's like I can barely live on that income that I make, so I save everything, and it's a mess. I'm just ranting right now, obviously, but this is such a mess. And right now, down there in the kitchen, I saw there's like lots and lots of paper towels all over the floor, and I didn't really even notice at first until I walked down there and stepped on them, and they're really wet. They're drenched and wet, and I hope it's water. I have no idea. Some kind of liquid is all over the floor down there, and I look down and there's paper towels all over the kitchen floor. Like, not just in one spot, they're like spread everywhere. It's like this man does not clean up after himself. He steps in something wet and he throws down a paper towel instead of cleaning it. He doesn't do shit. He's terrible. So, I mean, I'm worried about him overhearing me right now, but I'm like, I'm gonna go downstairs with a camera on and show all these paper towels that are down there. It's a mess. I'm upstairs right now, so I have to put the camera in my pocket and then put it to like show it. So I don't know. This is such a mess in here. I stepped over it. I walked over here and stepped in all of this crazy mess in here. No, there's more over here. Oh my god, I just stepped in more water. It's not even, there's water outside of where he put the paper towels. So I just got my feet wet again. Oh my god, it's like, I have no idea. What is going on in here? He is such a mess. I'm just documenting it at this point because he is so disgusting. They're not even home. My parents are not home. They stand there while he's beating me down in this very room. He's a violent mess. This is what he does tonight. This is when they're not home, when he has no supervision, he's in his 40s. He's an alcoholic. I mean, he never leaves the house. And he drinks a bunch of liquor by himself in this house and goes on and on about. He goes on and on about blacks and women, like women's rights and LGBTQ, like anything involving me, obviously. It's like a mess. He's a total mess. This dude has all of this. This is. I just stepped in this like before I turned on the camera earlier. Like, and I'm just like, what the hell is going on in here? This is so absurd. I mean, I have to clean up after this man. And this is disgusting. I don't know what to do. I have to turn off the camera before he sees me or hears me. He's in the living room right now. I can overhear him watching a movie with the volume out. Like, he has the volume on way too loud in there. It's like the middle of the night and he's blasting the TV loudly. They're not even home, so it won't wake them up, obviously. This is such a fucking mess. This family disgusts me. Terrible. I don't know.